It's time to learn more about what's happening in our communities with Community Matters on KD Country 94. Community Matters is brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.
And Dusty Don is back in with you here this morning on Waterside Wake Up on KD Country 94, 747 the time on this Wednesday, June 24th. And on Community Matters, we are joined this morning by the city manager in Beloit, Jason Raby, to kind of update us on what's going on in the city. And I know there's plenty of projects that are going on right now, Jason, that you kind of want to update people about. And I'll let you kind of take the floor here and give a little update on some of those that I'm sure you've been talking about here recently.
Yeah, sure, Dusty. Yeah, you know, obviously, like I always tell people, it's kind of obviously it's farm season and baseball season, but it's also construction season. So you kind of get in these nice weather times, and it's kind of the time to get a lot of these projects done, and obviously in town that's no different, and kind of one of the most visible ones. And it's you know, it's a good thing for our community. It's some grant dollars that we end up getting and we compete for, and we've had a lot of luck with it thanks to a lot of work that a lot of different groups in our town have done. And one of those is the Safe Routes to School projects. And I always look at this, it's not just for schools. I mean, it's one of those things, you know, sidewalks anybody can walk on. And the more we've gotten, the better condition they are in, the more they're used. And it's always interesting whenever we seem to put a new stretch in, and people that live along that stretch are always amazed at how many people come and walk on them. So it's kind of the idea, like the old Field of Dreams, you know, build and they will come, and then kind of the same thing here. So this one's going to be a really critical part of it. It's kind of the second phase, and it's kind of crisscrossing something we put in a couple years ago, and it goes up past the elementary school. So you'll see kind of the drop zone there. Now it's got, you know, a handicap accessible ramp, and it's all nice and how it should be, and goes all the way up past the football field and all the way up to the high school, and then it'll come back down to the south, you know, past the fairgrounds and over to the cemetery. So it'll be a really nice loop. So especially if you're an avid walker, it's going to be something you're really going to enjoy. And so we're always really thankful that we can get those. They call them transportation alternative grant dollars. So we're thankful that we can get those, and that, you know, a community our size, that we're in a position to get those is a pretty cool thing. So so that's a really nice visible one you're seeing going on right now. If you're on those curves right there by the baseball field, you're going to see them putting that in. The other thing that we're continuing to work on, another grant that we got, and I guess due to the COVID situation, it ended up being 100% grant dollars, so there's no local match, and that'll be some work we're going to do at the airport. You know, it's been about 4 or 5 years since we extended the runway and did a lot of that work, and there's some additional dirt work that needs to be done, some settling and some different things that need to be improved, and then kind of the big tarmac area, which is kind of where they tie down all the airplanes and where the refueling takes place. All that stuff needs to be sealed up and rehabbed, make sure, you know, so it lasts a long, long time. And then we'll put in some other concrete pieces over there, kind of in the entrance area. And that's 100% paid for by the FAA. So that project will start sometime this summer. So you'll see some more activity out there as we continue to improve that airport. And you know, it's a real benefit to our community. It's one of those kind of little silent things you don't really hear or see about, but you know, the studies they do, and we just kind of got that updated. You know, it has a pretty big, you know, economic impact for our community. I mean, it's something I know that even surrounding towns have continued to invest in the airport. So obviously an important thing. Kind of speaking of important things, you know, I think, you know, we were talking a little bit off air here, you know, about the importance of the census, you know, and it's one of those things that, you know, again, the COVID-19 situation kind of took that off the front burner, but I think it's really important to put that back on there, because it's, you know, if you've got that form or you need to fill it out, you know, just go to the census website and do a little bit of research. But it's really important to get that filled out for our community, you know, not just in Beloit, but Mitchell County wide. You know, case in point is some of the recovery dollars that they're pumping out there, more and more of it's getting based on your number of your population.
Sure.
You know, so it shows you right there how important that is, you know, and those dollars, how they kind of allocate that, you know, whether you agree if it should be tax dollars or not, and, you know, that's a whole different discussion. But, you know, it just shows you the importance of getting that filled out. And so far, we've had a pretty good response rate. Our county's done pretty well. But, you know, it's kind of one of those, you know, we can close that gap here the next couple of weeks and get that finished up. And so I really encourage everybody to get that filled out and turned in. because that's going to be really important.
So. And it's not hard either.
No, it's not.
Yeah. I got the form and I filled it out right away. But like you said, you know, with everything going on with the COVID-19 and you know, we did, I think a lot of life kind of just stopped.
With
things of that regard.
Everybody tried to focus on that and try to survive. And I totally get that. I mean, that's I think we were all in that boat, still are, you know,
definitely.
And we still don't really know what's going to happen. But, and kind of one of those things that again was kind of those, you know, kind of, we keep talking about every time I come here, and it also probably got stalled a little bit because of this. Although things still happen, is the water treatment plant. Again, that's going to be a big thing. This is kind of a generational thing for our area and our community, especially Beloit, and that's something that we're still pushing forward on. You know, we had gotten just before the COVID situation started, KDHE had committed to us the construction financing side of it, and so that's be for the water treatment plant and the pipeline, and had given us about. I looked at it yesterday, about $2.6 million of principal forgiveness on that, which is a big deal.
Sure.
And then right now we're in the final stages. I mean, USDA will end up being, Rural Development will end up being the permanent financing for this. So again, those entities give you really good lucrative financing because they want you to get these problems and these issues fixed. And they're in the final stages of working up all that, all those conditions and making sure that we have everything correct with our, you know, engineering reports that are 140 mm-hmm. pages long, and you know, our applications, which are 80 pages long, you know, all this, I mean, just tons of data and financials and operating costs and projections and all that kind of stuff. So we're in the final stages of that because they would like to get that committed here by August, which would be huge. And again, kind of the, not that we haven't been in a low rate environment anyways for the last decade, but again, the COVID situation has continued to push that down. So again, Beloit, we really could get lucky here and hit this just right and really get a really, really low interest rate. And again, USDA then grants quite a bit of dollars into it as well to continue to keep that as affordable for our area as possible. I mean, obviously we're going to have some costs and some skin in the game, but it's a pretty good win-win for us. So we're really hoping that, you know, by this fall we're heavy into the design work finally, you know what I mean, besides just the art, you know, superficial stuff you have to do to get the grants filled out and the applications filled out. But this will be the real meat and potatoes so that we can get it out for bid, and you know, who knows, in 2 years we could finally be pumping new water.
I was wondering,
you know,
how long
so
that takes.
It takes a long time, but
just
you think about it.
First of
exactly,
all, exactly, and
you think about something like, you know, our existing plant. I mean, it's been around for 70 years,
mm-hmm.
so you know, it's just something. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day. Yeah. I mean, neither is us. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So it's going to take. It's been taking some time, but it's one of those that we just continue to just put pressure on and make it happen, and it's getting really, really close. So we'll continue to, you know, we right before COVID hit, we had started some informational meetings, and again, we've talked about this a lot in a lot of different venues, but again, I still want some more formal. We had really good discussions that night right before COVID hit, so I'd really like to, you know, try to pick that up as safely as we can, when we can, and how we can. And again, continue to engage the community on that, because again, I think it's one of those that it really sets the table for us for the next, you know, hopefully 50 to 70 years again, you know. And so,
Yep. So, COVID-19 slowing a lot of stuff down. Is there anything else coming down the pike that you need to talk about? Or?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, we're continuing to just, you know, plan and get ready for the coming years. Obviously, we're getting close to budget season, so that's something, you know, if you're interested in that, to pay attention to. You know, we really don't know what the future impact of COVID is, just like anybody else. So it's kind of one of those, you know, you want to continue to improve and fix. You know, we're working on water mains. We've got a sewer project we got to work on. But also all in the lens or the view of, you know, what's this going to impact us as a community and area. So we want to be cautious and do the right things and not put our city in a bad position. Mm-hmm. So we'll keep finding those opportunities, and we got plenty to do, and hopefully we'll just continue making Beloit a better community. So
get things picked back up here.
That's right.
Jason Raby, the city manager over in Beloit. Jason, thanks for the time, and we'll talk to you again next one.
All right. Thanks, Dusty. Yep.
Community Matters here on Katy Country 94, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.